Good morning, I'm Mark Mixler with a look at news on the Voice of Fulton County, AM 1560, WBYS, simulcast on 93.7 FM, and also available at 1560WBYS.com. The 9th Annual Pancakes for Betty fundraiser was held at Spooner College in Canton on October 25th. The event, hosted by the Phi Mu Tau fraternity, was created in honor of SRC employee Betty Dye, who lost her battle with cancer in 2010. This year's event raised approximately $500, which will be donated to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. SRC student Ryan Sandoval of Abingdon won a $50 gas card courtesy of Student Services by eating 17 pancakes in the pancake eating contest. SRC employee Natalie Orwig was the winner of the 50-50 drawing and donated $50 of it back. Todd Thompson, the advisor of Phi Mu Tau, said that on behalf of the Phi Mu Tau, they want to thank everyone who continues to make this a successful event, with special thanks to Central Butane and Norris for the use of their grills and gas, and the staff in the Sandbar Cafe for all of their assistance. Munchkin Masquerade took place last week in Canton. The event, formerly known as Merchants Night, was held in the area of Jones Park last Friday night. Dana Smith of Canton Main Street said it's a night she always enjoys.
The part I love about this is that, you know, you see so many of these little kids dressed up in such cute costumes, and they enjoy themselves, and it really seems to be a great thing for families. So I just wish it were a little warmer.
Smith said the night was well attended, with parents bringing their children dressed in Halloween costumes. The night was sponsored by Canton Main Street, the City of Canton, and by Ray and Emily Clear. We have been hearing about how monarch butterflies are in trouble. The question is what to do to help the monarchs. The common answer has been to plant more milkweed, but is this the best advice to give? Is the answer to the monarch question much more complicated than just planting more milkweed? Monarch butterflies are amazing creatures, and they cannot think of any other creature that begins a journey in one place and finds its way to a place that it has never been. Monarchs from much of North America spend the winter months in the highlands in southern Mexico. They make this journey from the northern part of North America, flying all the way down to Mexico. Tropical milkweed is a popular choice for many gardeners because of its bright color, long bloom time, and ease of care. Tropical milkweed, however, is not native to any part of the U.S., and some recent research is suggesting that there are some potential negative effects on monarch butterflies in the Midwest. This is Zombie Apocalypse Preparedness Month, and the Illinois Emergency Management Agency has some advice on how to get ready. IEMA wants families to be ready for anything, whether it's storms, tornadoes, flooding, or even zombies. Spokesperson Patty Thompson says this campaign is a fun way to get across an important message, and that preparedness begins with an emergency kit.
Many of the basics are the things that would help you survive for up to 3 days without any assistance. So you need 1 gallon of water per person per day. You'd need non-perishable food items that wouldn't need cooking or refrigeration. First aid supplies, a flashlight.
Thompson says you also need an emergency kit for your pets, as well as copies of important documents. That's been a look at news on the Voice of Fulton County, AM 1560 WBYS, simulcast on 93.7 FM, and also available at 1560WBYS.com.